Tonight's shir, Simen Ches, Siv Vov Zayin Ches, and Tes. Siv Vov. Al Talis Koton, Yochel Levorech Lehisatev, Aval Pisha Enem Misatev, Elalov Shoh. On a Talis Koton, you can make a Baruch Lehisatev Betzitzis, even though you're not wrapping yourself in it, you just put it on. The Amor says, V'yesh Oyem, Mishem Levorech and Elov, Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. Some say you do make a different bracha al mitzvah tzitzis for a talis katan v'cheinog, and that's the minig. V'ein l'shas, one should not alter from the minig. Mishnah Berurah of katan tezayin elov sho, he just wears it. V'bracha he lehis atev, the bracha lehis atev, he nusach habracha kaku. That's the nusach. Kamo leishev basukah. I'm assuming he means as opposed to al. There's no al; it's rather with the lamed. Sifkan yitzayin v'ein l'shanos. The Ramah says the bracha on talis katan is al mitzvah tzitzis and don't change. That's our talis katan that you don't do on a tefah. But if you take a talis katan and you do an atifa with it, like he mentioned in Se'if Gimel, either bracha works. If you sit on talis katan l'satev, or you sit on talis gadol al mitzvahs, your yes. V'dan you should know. The ain levarach al talis katan ach yakoponim orcho shloshes riv a amal kolsad. You shouldn't make a bracha on talis katan unless at the minimum it's 3/4 of an amal on a side. The neck of beis atzava in oilim in a minimum, we don't count the hole by the neck. The gam shia pasuach rubon, it should be mostly open down the sides. V'anche maisin lagin amil lefneim v'amil achem. Anche Maisa, men of deeds, will make sure that they don't rely on 3/4 of an amma, but actually an entire amma on a side in front and on the back. If you look ahead in Semit Hazayin, Mishnah Berurah Be'aloch, we talk more about the dimensions.
Is that an objective or subjective? Is it an amma of the person who's wearing it, or an objective amma?
An objective amma. It's not a personal amma.
Do we do
if someone wears a talis katan without an atifa, then he should make al mitzvahs. If he takes a talis katan and he does an atifa, I would say he makes lehisatev. If a person wears a talis gadol in addition to a talis katan, the generally accepted practice is to only make the bracha on talis gadol and to pater the talis katan with the bracha on talis gadol. But if one is not wearing a talis gadol, then it depends on what you do with your dal kanfas. If you just put it on, the bracha on mitzvah. You do an atifa, like you said in Sif Gimel, then you do his atif. And if you ask which is better, he said klar in Sif Gimel. It's proper to do an atifa. Because there are some shittas who hold you have to do an atifa. So to be yet to those shittas, he recommends doing an atifa. Se'if Zayin. Sarich lahafrid chutei hatzitzis ze mizeh. One should separate the tzitzis strings from each other. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Nilches ze mizeh. Kol chut bifnei atzmo. Each string should hang by itself. Shelo yihyu mesubachin echad v'chavero. They should not be tangled one on the other. V'im nishtaha lavo lebeis haknesses. If he's delayed in getting to shul. If he's busy untangling his tzitzis, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Cause the magen avon, the magen avon writes, "In sarach l'dakti, he said one need not be careful with this." I'm beber alocha, beber alocha. Cause of her ari, it's brought from the Arizal. Tzitzis roshe tevois sadik yafrid tzitziosav tamid. Tzitzis is roshe tevois. The sadik is constantly separating the strings of his tzitzis. They should not tangle.
What about on Shabbos?
So, he doesn't mention Shabbos over here. On the notes on the side, he gets into Shabbos. There are poskim who say one should not separate the tzitzis strings on Shabbos. Some say it's a tikkun mana issue. Some differentiate if it's a brand new talis katan versus someone that's used. But there are those who hold, regardless, you should not separate them. And some, I think, want to invoke the malacha of menapetz, which is untangling as well. So, in general, we don't recommend untangling on Shabbos, but there are some that are makel. the Berlocha points out, the Mishnah Berurah is looking at the Berlocha points out that the Magen Avraham says it's a zecher l'zman hatcheles. When you had tcheles, midina, you had to separate the tcheles from the lavan. But today, it's not really made a good thing because you don't have tcheles. Then he says, look at Biragor, who disagrees, and he holds gam hayom, without tcheles, there's such a requirement. So you have, you know, these two opinions, whether or not it even applies b'zman hazeh or not. The Magen Avraham says it doesn't apply. The guy and those who hold like that says it does apply. So again, on Shabbos, we're not going to do it. And he says, the chatchila at the end, you should do it before you make the bracha. You should do it before you make the bracha. Se'iv ches. Yichavein v'his'atvoy, when you wrap yourself in your talus, have in mind. She'tzivanu ha'kodesh baruch hu l'his'atvoy boy, k'dei she'nizgur kol mitzvosav v'asosam. The Ibn Hashem commanded us to wrap ourselves in a talus, in order to remember all the mitzvahs to do them. This is in addition to the standard thought that when you wear it, you're going to fulfill the mitzvahs. Because of Abasha Kenadim, Tefillin and Sukkah, the Bach writes, this is similar to Tefillin and Sukkah. After Bishar Mitzvahs, Yotze, Afshal Mecham, Adavar, even though any other mitzvah, you just have a mind to be Yotze, you don't need any other Kavanah. The only kavanah is that I do it because Hashem told me to. Hanashani, these three, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah are different. The tzitzis ksiv, the Torah writes by tzitzis, leman tizkeru. Ube tefillin, it says leman tia teras Hashem beficha. Ube sukkah, it says leman yedu derasecham. So there's an additional kavanah by these three. Ube kamakam near the kozel chatchila, kde lekayim hamitzvah b'shnei musa. However, this is apparently alachachila de kalocha, to do the mitzvah in its perfection, its completion. Al b'di'evit afam lo ki mechol elu rak l'kayim mitzvah saseh, yotza b'di'evit. If your only thought was, I'm doing this to do the mitzvah of Hashem, that's enough. Va'achar kach matzasi p'imigodim v'simich hafei shekostuk, and then I found in the p'imigodim who writes the simich hafei, v'chem ashro os tamid b'hargosh, afilu b'tzitzis ena kavan l'kuva, that the tamid and the goyin also say by tzitzis the kavan is not ma'akif. So why do I have this kavana l'kayim kol ha-mitzvahs? It is kol ha-mitzvahs of. So he doesn't even explain that part. And the Gemara tells us there's a remez and tzitzis to all the mitzvahs. Even the Kalashi brings the chumash. You bring the taryag with the gematria and the knots and the strings. And there's different ramazim to remind us of the mitzvahs by Tazman. Se'if tes. Before you make a bracha on your tzitzis, check the strings, make sure they're kosher. Kadei shlo yivarech levatola. It should not be a bracha levatola. Mishnah Berurah sif katan chaf yayin. Mashma midiri habach v'lirabo. The gam b'shabbos yishliv the katalos. The implication from the bach and the lirabo is that on Shabbos you have to check as well. V'ayin b'simin yud gimel be'er halocha. Look ahead in simin yud gimel, in the Ber Halacha, which talks that the people are not careful with this, and we'll get there. Sifkan chafal pechute hatzitzis. You check the strings. Gam tzarech lebodgal lemala b'makom nekef hatalas ad hakashira. Not only do you have to check them as they hang down from the last knot, you have to check them where they're attached to the garment. Desham posel afilu benifsek chut echad. Even one string that's torn up there passes the whole thing. Not everyone realizes you have to check the point where it's tied to the talus. And people have told me that looked like a seed. Somehow it got ripped, and that passes the whole thing. So you have to check there as well. It's not enough just to check the strings hanging down. Sifkan chav beis levatolo. You don't want the bracha to be bracha levatolo. Afagav de b'lav hochi yish cheshash iser. Even though without the bracha there's a concern. Maybe he's wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So for that, we rely on the chazaka that it was kosher. Yes, it's kosher today. But because of the severity of losisa on making a bracha that you shouldn't make, that brings in a chumra stringency to check it. According to this, Mishaloivish kama begodim shal tzitzis. If you're wearing several garments of tzitzis, and you only make a bracha on one, ain't sorech levdok el echad mehem. So you only make a check, an examination on the first one you're going to wear. Kim de bracha achas lekulam, because bracha achas for all of them. You make one bracha for all the tzitzis. And we're not worried that you're wearing a bag without tzitzis. We're worried to make the bracha batola. So as long as the bracha is a good bracha, we don't check the rest. However, the achronim might, if you're wearing several pairs of tzitzis, check every one of them. First of all, we don't rely on chazalka if you can check it out yourself. In addition, this is a very poor chazalka. It's common for the strings to tear. Therefore, every morning when you put on talis, you should check the strings with us, and then when you take them off and you are not thinking about it anymore, you'll need to make a new bracha when you put it back on. Then you don't have to take a new examination when you put it back on. We don't say in a short period of time that it tore, and you can rely on the chazaka. Even though there's a hesach hadas in between, but that is not a long enough time frame to be worried that it tore, and you can rely on the chazaka. Now, if by checking the tzis in the morning, I'm going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, they called him up for an aliyah. Yachalil b'sh talisa b'li b'dikah, he could put on his talis without examining it first. As long as he knew that yesterday they were in good shape. But still, even in this case, you should check quickly whatever you can. And if you borrowed talis from someone else, the alos, the ter for another, the minigain is shalola varachalof, I mean, it is not to make a bracha on it. And sarach levad kukla, you don't have to check it at all. The ayin bear locha, looking bear locha. Then bardaka talis kishahesir osome yalov, venicha bekisar shalom. Now, if you checked your talis when you take it off and put it in its bag, then in Sarah Lachso the Vodkum Lemachar Kishmasatipo. Then there's no need to check it the following morning when you put it back on, because I checked it when I took it off, I put it in the bag, and then I know it's secure till the next day, and I'll have to check it again the next morning. If you turn the page back, the Beralochum. Kodim Shayvarch, Beralochum Shayvarch, you should check before you make a bracha. Pashuthu. The Bain Tal Shalom, Bain Tal Shaula. This makes no difference if it's his own talis or a borrowed talis. If you borrow it to daven in, you're going to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha, it's like your own. You have to check it. Unless you're borrowing the talis from the one who lends it right after his davening, he's calling a Magen Avraham later on. The cases of a person, the Magen Avraham is talking about a person left shul, took off his talis, and he puts it back on, he doesn't make another bracha, which we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Same idea, this person just checked it, he wore it, so you can take it from him directly and put it back on without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah we wrote, if you borrow a talis from someone else. So that if you borrow a talis and have no intention to acquire it, so it's not his, you can't make a bracha, you don't have to check it. This is not only B'kiv Eger, it's in the Bach and Eliyah Rabbah. So if I'm borrowing a talis for an aliyah, I don't have to check it. But if I'm borrowing a talis to daven with, then it's mine for davening, I do make a bracha, then I should check it. V'im kein, if so, b'ninenu in our case, v'imad d'pasika derech ha-chaim, v'chuyah, according to the conclusion of derech ha-chaim, shal varech ha-talis sh'shal la'asatah, you don't make a bracha when you borrow a talis for an aliyah. Pash din tzarech levadko, so it's pash, you don't have to check it. But let's say you borrow the shul's talis, lalos the Torah or for an aliyah. Olidush boy kodem neshmash. So the Rav says the drasha before neshmash, he puts on the talis covered tzibur. L'chor pashut the tzarech lebadko is pash. You have to check it. The lepasko apoyskin dukom talis shall shut from the talis of the tzibur is like your personal talis, your partner of it. Like I want something you doubt, like we're saying something you doubt. Even though the Taz tries to find a reliance on Chazaka not to make the Tzibur wait, that's his talis. That's got a good Chazaka. He checked it himself. As opposed to the Tzibur's talis. It's very common that the strings are possible on a Shul talis. Could be the corners are ripped from their place. Ve'im ashkiachov, no one pays attention. Ein roi levarach alav libadika, never make a bracha on a shul talis without checking it first.
Does it make a difference if the guy getting ili is a member of the shul or not?
I don't think so. Va'afilam yirtzeh lilbosh aso b'li bracha, and even if you want to wear it without a bracha, gamkin enochin, it's not a good thing to do. Dehu kamo talis shal shutron, like a talis of partners. This is not to mention the chashash of bittul esay. I can't serach livduk al kolponim eskutei atzitzis b'miksas. Certainly, a little bit check the strings. Koma deafsh, whatever you can't clog yourself before. The Mishnah Berurah is basically stating out of experience, shul talesim are in disrepair and bad shape. It's not the same as borrowing a talis from someone who's constantly on top of his talis. Bir alocha de maskli ayin v'chulu. So you should check the strings. Ein Mishnah Berurah sifkon chaf alf etzarf v'chulu v'nir li. The after day shall hakel and mulovish come begom shall tzitzis shall yitzarch levdok gam b'mekom nekav akshira elazeshu v'varch lebavad. Even though we're saying you have to check the strings and where it's hanging on the garment, but if you're wearing several begadim, perhaps you only have to check one, the one that you're making the bracha on. For hashar dayob v'digas chut lebavad, for the rest just check the strings. Kimagavam palgal taz, because the magavam disagrees with the taz. V'ayim mishnas azov and look at the pima begadim. If so, in Sirach Livdo Katalas Kotan Elachutin. Right, when it comes to Talas Kotan, you only check the strings. Why? Kivan Shehabrocha Mevarach Talas Gadol, because we make brachas Talas Gadol and patur the Talas Kotan. When we come up, I'm not going to iron Kasasifakam, but still, it's proper to check on occasion the whole thing. Kivogilas Galkashim Ganki, because it is common for there to be tears in the string where it's hanging from the garment. Not to mention people who sleep in the taskotan, it's even more prone to damage. So even though we'll make the brochon talis gadol and pat the taskotan, and you can do a minimal checking of the taskotan, from time to time make a point of checking the point where it's attached to the baguette to make sure it's still kosher.